Every now and then you'll hear a story about a kid who has a lemonade stand or a cupcake sale to raise money for a good cause. Beyond that heartwarming headline is a belief that you can do capitalism with a conscience. Well, this is an idea that has taken root in Silicon Valley in a big, big way. Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Ozzy. He says that young entrepreneurs there are starting businesses for social change. So, Carlos, who are these idealists and what are the causes they want to support?
Arun, one of the most interesting things that's happening in Silicon Valley and startup world more generally is that you've got people helping start incredible companies. And the folks who are helping start these are not just MBAs from Harvard or not just former investment bankers, or they're not even kind of Mark Zuckerberg-like techie nerds. In many cases, they're folks who came from the nonprofit sector who are increasingly starting incredible companies like Warby Parker, the eyeglasses company, Upworthy, which is one of the hottest kind of digital content startups out there, or even companies that are in the education space, like the hottest new ed tech startup, which is called Clever.
And how is this different from, you know, companies have been giving to charities, especially big companies, for a long time? Some even maintain their own. How is this different?
A handful of these actually do that as well. Actually, what I find interesting here, Arun, is that you've got people who believe that their work, whether it was with the Red Cross, their work, whether it was with an NGO, that it can help them build a big, serious business that can raise not even millions of dollars. But in the case of some of these companies, Arun, they're raising north of $100 million. And again, they believe that their ability to organize, their ability to make big things happen, even with relatively small budgets, and their ability in many cases to sell and persuade. They say that all of that has in many ways made them even better equipped to join the new gold rush in startup 2014.
You know, I have to admit, my first take on things tends to be cynical. And my first thought about this was that, oh, this is kind of sad. The best way to get people to be socially responsible is to assign a profit motive to it. Am I being too cynical?
You may be. I mean, I think it's at least worthy of a truly open conversation. I think, for example, what you would hear the folks in education technology say is, we worked in the school system. We worked in difficult schools. We worked there year after year, and we saw very little change. And the chances that we would make sure that even the poorest schools had really good technology or be able to really analyze a student's grades and figure out what kind of curriculum would be better is enhanced when you have a really good technology system. And that, frankly, that wasn't happening inside of a nonprofit or inside of a school system and has happened a lot better, a lot faster inside of a company. So is it sad that in some ways it's hard to see a nonprofit push uphill? It is. But on the other hand, am I at least happy that in lots of different realms that people are bringing fresh perspectives and fresh skills? So far, I am.
There are companies like you mentioned, Warby Parker, that when you buy a set of eyeglasses, they give one away for free. There are other examples like that in terms of charity when you're buying things. Why not just cut out the middle and just do the charity directly? It feels like it might be making it more complicated than it needs to be.
I think people would tell you that their interest and their instincts are complicated. And I think they would tell you that while charity is part of what they're interested in, it's not the whole thing. And that a meaningful part of what they're interested in as well, in some cases, if you're really candid, is building their own wealth. So I think this is a way better model, even if for those who are traditionally nonprofit oriented, it feels incomplete.
Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Ozzy. Carlos, thanks as always.
Arun, good to see you. See you next week.